Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, what month is it?
It's March.
And that means?
It's Irish month.
Irish whiskey month. What did we just got done with our St. Patrick's Day podcast, and what a treat that was.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was amazing.
I was not disappointed.
No, not in the least.
So now.
So, yeah, now, our original plan for St. Patrick's Day, this was late last year, around Thanksgiving, when we went to the whiskey tasting party. We had this wonderful whiskey that actually was similar to the Green Spot.
Yeah, or so we thought.
Well, yes, it's been
4 or 5 months since we...
So maybe our palate will interpret this differently.
Or maybe we have, yeah. Plus, after having the Yellow Spot, we might have a different perspective on the...
Exactly. Well, we were going to do this for St. Patrick's Day, but true to form, as we lately are wont to do, we changed our minds at the last minute and went with something different. So, but that only made this Irish Whiskey Month.
Absolutely. But I will say this.
When we last left...
The next whiskey we said we were going to do was...
Red Breast.
And the whiskey we are going to do today is...
Something different. No, it's Red Breast.
It is, yes. You know, so I think we're ready to go.
So. All right, so now we revert back to our plan. The Red Breast. This is another 12-year-old Irish whiskey, single pot still.
A 12-year-old Irish whiskey is impressive. I didn't think the Irish had enough patience to let a whiskey age that long.
I'm surprised, too. Consider the definitive expression of single-pot still Irish whiskey, Redbreast 12 is complex, balanced, and full-bodied, matured in the finest oak casks. And this is from the Middleton Distillery Company in Cork, Ireland. It has been quite a while since we've had this. We really enjoyed this one. You and I both.
I recall my tasting notes that I think the only note I put on this was better than Green Spot.
You did say that. I thought it was very similar to Green Spot. All right, so I don't want to read the tasting notes just yet.
No.
No, we'll...
That's usually our, wow, I never would have thought that moment.
Right, after we've tasted it. Right.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go. Let's take a look at the bottle.
Well, let's take a look at the bottle. Let me... Hold that up so we can get a nice snapshot of Jim with his red breast.
Yeah, and I have another green shirt.
Oh, that's a great picture. I've never seen a man happier to hold a bottle of whiskey. Yeah, let's get a close-up of that bottle.
So it's a nice bottle.
It is.
Kind of stout, short, not like the regular tall...
Yeah, it's almost wine bottle-ish.
Yes, yes.
It's a little short, wide shoulders. So let's give it a pop. Authentic cork. Ooh, actually, you can get a lot of smell off the cork.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Kind of sweet.
It's sweet.
It's sweet and strong. You get a good whiskey scent out of it.
And tell me what you get out of the bottle. I get out of the cork, too.
It's almost a perfumey scent.
I'm getting a lot of vanilla myself.
But I'm also floral, you know? It's like...
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe a little vanilla. Interesting. But it's definitely a very dark bottle, so you can't really see the inside of it. You have no idea what the whiskey itself looks like.
Well, we've seen it because we've drank it, but that was a long time ago.
Yes, and we also drank, I believe, 13 whiskeys that night.
Yeah.
Wow.
What does that remind you of that we just had last week?
This looks another nice deep color. I'm going to say it's deep gold.
Yeah.
Not quite as amber as the yellow spot.
As the yellow spot.
Oddly enough, this is a little yellower than the yellow spot.
Right.
The yellow spot was a little redder than the red breast in color.
A little bit.
Yeah, I still feel that floral scent.
You know, even with a good, strong inhale...
It's not strong.
No, you don't get a medicine-y, you don't get a burn.
No, you get a... It's not real spicy, but a sweet floral scent to it. That's what I get out of this.
Yeah,
I don't get any real wood or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure it's aged in oak barrel.
I don't get those notes of vanilla like I did.
But you notice there's a lot of length in that glass. Look at the trails.
Yeah.
Those are nice. You can tell this whiskey kind of holds to the sides very well.
Yep. Shall we?
I think so.
All right.
Mmm. Mmm. Cool. Very cool to the tip of your tongue when you're very very first touch.
It is cool.
And then it fills up your mouth.
Yeah. It's warm in your mouth, too.
It fills up your mouth. It sweetens up, and then it heats up, mm-hmm. and lightly eases itself down. It's not a quick burn, but it's a gentle warming. I wouldn't call it a strong heat.
Yeah, I get a little bit of that. Mostly, it's in my mouth. Now, I held it in my mouth a long time.
Chest up.
And slightly dry.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's a little bit on the dry side. It's odd. It's sweet and dry.
Right. So, actually, this does not remind me as much of Green Spot as it did the first time we had it. Right now, it's reminding me a bit of the Yellow Spot.
Well, the Yellow Spot was a more mature whiskey.
Right.
I hope you're not disappointed next time you crack open a Green Spot.
Hope not, too, because I have a lot of it. How possibly could I be disappointed?
That's funny.
That's like going back to anything we've sampled so far.
And saying, oh, I'd hate to, you know.
Oh, this is terrible.
Right. We're not going through the whole lineup again just to see if we still like it the second time.
No. For the most part, everything that we've had, we've enjoyed in some fashion. Very cool on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Very gentle warmth. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you don't feel heat in your mouth at all. You feel it only in your throat or chest.
Mm-hmm. No, this is...
I feel the heat in my mouth. It's warmer in my mouth than it is in the chest.
Probably that's why it feels so subtle going down.
Right.
It's warmer up top.
Right. And it's an odd mixture because it's cool on your tongue, but yet your mouth warms up.
It's hard to describe. It's not spicy, like sharp spicy.
Right.
But it gets it kind of pinches your tongue and then heats up on the way down.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my initial note from the whiskey tasting. I like this. I like this a lot. I like this as much as the Green Spot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Yellow Spot's going to be hard to top for a long time.
Boy, I mean, that Yellow Spot was so scotch-like in its complexity that...
Let's face it. The Irish and the Scottish just need to learn to get along.
Well, if they could just agree on whether to use an E or no E.
Stop fighting. Drop the E for efficiency and share a Scottish spot.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm excited to see if there are other colored spots. Not to get away from what we're sampling here, but I believe there are other colors in Ireland.
I've heard that.
That dryness... I almost think I can taste a hint of wood, but it might just be the dryness.
I don't think... I can't taste any wood. I'm going to say... I'm going to go way out on a limb here and say there's almost like a fruity flavor behind this. Like a subtle... Almost a pear. It's not real creamy.
No.
It's not as thick as like the Yellow Spot kind of coated your mouth.
Right, yeah. Well, and I expected that, given the way it coats the glass.
Given the way it walks up the glass, I would expect it to as well. But I don't have that feeling in my mouth.
Right.
But I think that's some of that's the dryness, too.
Right.
But let me take a quick gander here. Well, it's only 80 proof, so it's not the alcohol that gives it the dryness. You know?
That explains why we're not getting that vapor at all. I mean,
right. I would have to agree with that. Especially a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You would expect at least like a 43% or something like that. But, I mean, it's flavorful.
It's flavorful. There's a little bit of complexity there. That dryness.
Yeah.
That dryness is interesting. I like that. And you know me with the warmth.
It's got a crispness to it. That's why I'm going with pear.
Crisp, I can see that. Now I'm being overtaken by the dryness, so it's...
Yeah, you get... A few seconds.
Yeah, you don't get much.
And then it all dries up real quickly.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, and I like it. There's more sweetness to the nose than there is, I think, in the flavor.
I think the sweetness in the sip is like fleeting in between when it initially hits your mouth.
Yeah. Is that the pear then?
And then as it's drying, that's where you get that little... Yeah, that's where
that's your split second of...
That little crispy sweetness that comes right as you're finishing down your sip. Right there. It's that middle third back of your tongue and pinch top of your roof where you get that sweetness from as it's drying out. It's an interesting sensation.
It's funny. I don't remember it quite like this.
No, I remember it actually a little bit sweeter.
So do I. Could there be more than one red breast? Could we have?
There are more than one red breast. There's a 12-year and a
10 or something?
A younger. No, I didn't even.
But maybe it was a young?
Starting to appreciate our man, I forget his name, over in Scotland there. The one who showed me the spoon trick for the whiskey.
Ralphie.
Ralphie boy, yes.
Well, actually, I like that because maybe it would be a little more consistent with how much we each put in.
Right.
Now, when I was pouring it in from the large glass into the small whiskey glass, I tended to pour a lot in.
Right, because a small drop out of a big glass is a big drop in a small glass. Lovely. I'll tell you what, I like the little stout bottle.
I like it, too.
Right, a couple teaspoons there.
Thank you. You do two?
I did two, yes. You get a little more sweetness to the nose. A little more vapor to the nose, too, believe it or not.
Actually, it's a little more fruity.
Yeah, like I said, vapor.
I could smell more of a pear, I think.
I think that's... I'm sticking with the pear.
You're right. A little bit of vapor.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there was virtually none to begin with.
No, it seems to have lightened it up a little bit. Maybe shook it up a little, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a fruit kind of a sweetness to it. Yeah, I can see pear. I can see that.
I don't have that. Remember I said there was that floral scent to it before? I don't have that. Almost that perfumey scent out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Don't get that as much anymore.
No, it's much more like a fruit.
Yeah. Oh. Give it a little sip and see where it goes.
I really like the scent of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Still cool on the tongue.
It's smoother, silkier.
It's definitely smoother. It took the heat out of it, though.
Yeah, it didn't have doesn't have the chest finish anymore.
And my mouth doesn't warm up, but it's still very cool on your tongue.
Still cool on the tongue. It's dry, but only to the teeth.
Yeah, right. Where it was
before
back
it was
further before.
Before it filled the tongue in your upper back mouth area, dried it right out. But now it's more an upfront sort of. Still very tasty.
It is tasty. Perhaps a bit creamier.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting the fruit taste at all? I'm not. It's not as sweet as it was. Not that it was terribly sweet to begin with.
No, I think that kind of went away with the dryness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not harsh. It's not medicine-y. It's not iodine-y.
No. No, you get more of that vapor.
It's a sweetness to it, but it's not a fruitiness per se.
That vapor is more in the nose. I still don't get it at all.
In
the flavor.
Yeah, I mean this doesn't even get to the throat.
No, it doesn't.
I mean the neat taste goes down past your throat to the top of your chest.
Right.
This one doesn't even get past your sinuses.
Yeah.
You know, so it gets to almost to the back of your mouth. But no further.
Right. And breathing through it, it's kind of a creamy aftertaste in my mouth.
Yes. It's like I said, there's creaminess to it. It's really lost its legs.
Yeah, it did. It did.
But what do you expect with a little water?
Actually, that wasn't that much.
Mm-mm.
Two spoonfuls and, okay, it's not...
It's not even a full teaspoon, I would
say. It's not
a
precise measure. It's a plastic spoon from your picnic kit.
Okay. Give away the club secrets.
I will say this, though. It's a lovely shade of pink, that spoon.
Thank you.
Yes. This really thinned it out.
It did.
There's still a complexity, but it's...
It's still a full flavor. You can still taste not quite everything, but there's still plenty of flavor to this whiskey. As is almost always the case with us, water does not benefit our whiskeys. I don't think we appreciate a couple drops of water to separate the flavors. To us, that's tempering flavors.
Yeah. You know, I can't recall a single one where
water
it really did anything for us. It's usually neat or chilled.
Usually, exactly. I mean, last week, the rocks... Totally. I mean, if I'm going to pick one whiskey to drink, it's going to be that yellow spot with a nice chilled rocks. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. We're here tasting a very good bottle of whiskey.
And we're still talking
about... talking about the last one.
But you know what? We did that with Green Spot for quite some time, and we still refer to Green Spot as a kind of a benchmark.
Those spots are a reference point. They are a bar to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
So, I'm not looking at it as a 7 to 10 year age whiskey. I look at Green Spot as we drink 12-year-old scotches mm-hmm. that compare similarly to the 7 year Green Spot.
Yeah.
And the 12-year Yellow Spot.
Even more so.
Jim, in my hot little hand.
Hey, look at that.
I got
your new
bag of rocks.
Bag of stones.
This chills off quickly.
Yes.
And nicely.
Yeah, that does.
And there's not a... there's totally nothing coming out of the top of this glass now. It takes all of...
I get just a hint of sweetness.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Just a touch of sweetness.
No vapor.
No vapor. No... It doesn't even get to the back of your nose.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. Oh, that comes
back.
That
is cool, but the warmth is back.
Yeah, I was going to say that he came
back.
It's
a little higher, though.
Yep. It's in the top of the throat.
And I'm starting to get the dryness again.
Subtle. Not as much as...
Not as much.
Not as much. But that fruit flavor's back.
I think you're right. And just before it dries out, it's like a vanilla creaminess on the sides of my tongue, and then it just immediately dries out.
Kind of sticks to the lips a little bit now.
A little bit more.
Tasty.
My tongue is warm now.
It, mm-hmm.
The whiskey itself, obviously, it's cool because it's on rocks, but cool to the tongue, but it warms up fairly quickly.
I like that.
Mm.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jim?
I do, too. I think neat is very good.
Yep.
I think I like this a little bit better.
You always do that to me.
You're the opposite.
Yes. I like this. I like this a lot, but yeah. I think this is a straight up neat whiskey for me.
What I like about it neat, it's warmer,
mm-hmm.
and the warmth is a little deeper into the chest. This is a little higher
mm-hmm.
when it's chilled. So I do like the neat for that reason.
Okay, this is... Right.
But I think... I think I like the overall package just a little bit better this way.
Okay. I always enjoy that it's cool to the touch on the glass.
Yeah. It's still cool to the tongue.
It's initially. Cool to the tongue initially. I like the range you get from the coolness of the tongue to the heat on the way down.
Yeah.
I love that diversity in your mouth.
Yeah.
But what I like about the neat is it's the full mouth experience.
I give you, there's more flavor in it neat.
It's hard to make a choice.
Mm. It is tough. It is, because I do like the things you talk about, a little fuller flavor, and I like the heat a little bit more because it's deeper when it's neat. But there's something about this flavor in my mouth when it's chilled that I really like. And you're right, I feel it on my lips more.
But this is chilled. I always like finishing with the rocks.
I do, too. I like the order that we do it.
And it works just fine because the neat whiskey gives us the, you know, the pure flavor of what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
And then you work the experience of the whiskey after that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good finish. This is a great...
Now, I did take a quick glance at the tasting notes.
Okay.
The nose. A complex, spicy, and fruity aroma with toasted wood notes evident.
I didn't get any toasted wood notes.
I thought I might have
you
tasted
might have.
It, but I didn't necessarily smell it.
Well, taste and smell can get confused.
Indeed. You got the fruit. You stopped short of saying spicy.
No, I said...
You said the word, but you were
but
like...
Not, it's not quite spicy. It's
yes.
Like tangy. You know, it's like... It pinches... Like, I said it pinches your mm-hmm. tongue. It's not spicy on the tongue.
And complex, yes. We both agree.
Well, we definitely
there's a complexity to this, especially for an Irish whiskey, because we're so used to the Jamesons. That's what we started with.
Right.
And that's not nearly as complex.
No.
Taste. Full-flavored and complex. A harmonious balance of spicy, creamy, fruity, sherry... And toasted notes.
I get anything but the toast. Even sherry? Yeah.
Well, now, toasted, maybe that's some of the dryness that I was getting.
Perhaps the dryness. Yeah, you could be. We might have been interpreting it that way.
Yeah. And then the finish. Surprisingly long. I don't know about that. Actually, I didn't think it was terribly long.
As it's neat, it's a bit longer.
Longer, yeah.
Right.
So surprisingly long, the complex flavors linger on the palate. I'll give you that.
That's true.
I'll give you
that. Yes, because I'm still tasting it.
Yeah, so am I.
I think we'll, you know, finish this glass and taste it 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
No, not at all. No, this, you know what? I like this. My memory of this is a bit different. It was a bit sweeter, and I think I liked it a bit better than I do now.
With this chill, it's closer to how I remember it.
All we did, though, that night, we tried it neat, and we put a little bit of water in it.
We had no rocks. We had no rocks.
Not disappointed in the least.
No, I'm not disappointed in the least.
Now, you know what? I apologize. I don't think we did the red breast enough justice.
I don't think so.
Because we kept referring back to the spots.
Well,
and it's hard not to.
Yeah, I now say we have chose the wrong whiskey first for our Irish month, because
it would have built up to a better climax to start with it, because I think the Yellow Spot's a better whiskey.
I think so, too. I know so.
Yeah.
Well, but the Redbreast is a great whiskey, and unfortunately, this Redbreast was pushed out in front of a Yellow Spot, which blows away most of the whiskeys we've had.
But to be fair...
Yes.
We had no idea. We expected minimal green spot out of yellow.
So we probably didn't, you know, approach it in the
most
patient way.
Right. So.
But the Red Breast is a very good
whiskey. Oh, it's very,
very good whiskey. I like this. I like this a lot.
It's very good. I like it neat, and I like it chilled.
I like the way it looks.
I do too.
I like the bottle.
It's a nice deep color. It's got a great flavor, and a good complexity to it.
It's put together in a classy way.
Now, I hope we didn't shortchange it. Yeah,
I don't want to short sell the Red Breast.
It is.
I still think I like it, you know, on par or maybe a little more than the Green Spot.
I lean more toward the Green Spot. This is a great whiskey, though. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this.
Jim, it's always my pleasure. Always. I have a great time.
So, Irish Whiskey Month, that's all we got for Irish Whiskey Month. We did two this month.
That's pretty good. We'd like to do two a month.
We try to.
And we haven't really been
We did three in December, though.
We've been getting a little better lately.
So, yeah, we're going to try to get back to our 2 to 3 week pace here if we possibly can.
I think so.
This has been a great month. Thank you, Bill.
Jim, thank you.
Happy March to you.
Ah, top of the morn.
Aye. I've enjoyed Irish Whiskey Month very much.
Yes, until next time, your name's Jim.
And your name's Bill.
And this is Hopscotch World.
And thank you for listening.
All right.